But Jane always sends her back. She doesn't want anyone there, even to help her.
Isn't it terrible to be like that? Asked Benny.
Yes, Benny. It's a very sad thing, said Mr. Alden. Jane was always hard to get along with.
But what does Maggie say? Asked Henry.
Mr. Alden looked at his oldest grandson and pulled a letter out of his pocket.
Well, you may as well know the whole story, he said. Here is her letter.
He handed it to Henry.
Benny cried, Read it out loud, then we'll all know what it says.
Henry looked at his grandfather. Mr. Alden nodded. Henry began to read.
Dear Mr. Alden, I'm writing to tell you that I cannot stay any longer with your sister. I do not get enough to eat. Jane is very cross to me, and she has many strange ideas. Now she wants to see some of your grandchildren. She is not sick, but she stays in bed all the time. I won't leave her until you send someone else, but you must do something.
For a minute, nobody said a word. Violet was leaning on the arm of her grandfather's chair. She looked at him and said,
I think I know a way to help, Grandfather.
Jesse began to laugh.
Violet, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I guess so,
said Violet, smiling at her older sister.
I guess so, too, cried Jesse. Grandfather, Violet and I would like to take care of Aunt Jane.
Mr. Alden was quiet.
Please let us go, Grandfather,
Violet begged.
My dear girl, said Mr. Alden, it isn't that I don't want you to go. I just wonder if Jane will be polite to you.
Violet said,
We're not worried about that. Jesse and I would be company for each other, and I like to take care of sick people.
I know that well, my dear, said Mr. Alden. Many times you have made me feel better when I was sick.
Telephone, Grandfather,
shouted Benny. He could never bear to wait.
Tell Maggie that the girls are coming and everything will be all right forever and ever.
Jane doesn't have a telephone, said Mr. Alden.
He smiled at Benny's surprised face. Benny thought that everyone had a telephone.
However, I could send a telegram, said Mr. Alden. They send telegrams from the train station in Centerville.
Let me look up trains, said Henry, getting up from the floor. I wish I could go, too. I've never seen a ranch.
I wish you could, too, Henry, said Jessie. But it is better for just girls, isn't it, Grandfather? Four strange children would frighten Aunt Jane.
Henry had found a timetable.
There's a train leaving at 6 o'clock tomorrow that would take you there. You'd have to sleep on the train.
We would love that, said Jesse.
Well, said Grandfather slowly, if you are really going, I should tell you some more. Maggie's brother, Sam Weeks, lives next door with his wife.